Astrology forecast for the 2015 Libra New Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The 2015 Libra New Moon takes place on October 12th or 13th, 2015 at 5:05 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 12:05 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 19 degrees Libra 20 minutes. This year's Libra New Moon hurries us further down the continuum of change. September's Aries lunar eclipse closed a chapter in how we get along with each other. This new moon starts the next chapter. The emerging chapter has very different storylines and language from the previous. They reflect decisions, realizations, and shifts each of us has been moving toward since at least the spring. Think of the lines you have drawn, the self-awareness you have developed, the switches that have flipped in various key connections. They are the baseline from which you are starting now. Enforcing that baseline is the only option, thanks to the influences accompanying the new moon. This moon is charged with energies far more direct, abrupt, and overtly self-oriented than the grace and refinement of Libra. Propulsive, catalytic, liberating, individuating, they are pressuring us to break outmoded patterns and hang on to that baseline. They come from a tough link to Uranus, which locks this moon into the radical individual end of the cosmic change imperative that has been restructuring our worlds inside and out. The chapter starting with this new moon includes the challenge, and ultimately the ground rule, of being in a relationship yet remaining fully ourselves. Phase and communicating is part of this new moon as well. Messenger God Mercury is coming off a six-week retrograde tour of Libra, aka Relationship Central. His turnaround happened right on top of the North Node, which represents destiny, the direction into which we're moving, and the collective, the experience of the collective as well as our relationship to it. Information is coming to light, messages are flying, conversations are happening, and negotiations and agreements are taking place, all with far-reaching impact. They are all setting the tone and the terms, and perhaps a cast of characters, for the next chapter. They have the promise of being discerning, healthy, and heart-centered, echoing the Uranian theme of being in relationship without being swallowed up by it. The Libra moon's ruler Venus, goddess of all we hold dear, is in improvement mode, which is escalating as she heads for a meeting with expansive, beneficent Jupiter. Desires and fortunate connections are building. So, however, are nitpicking and fault-finding. Both ends of that spectrum open us up to what we want. Make a point to focus on the positive end. Get comfortable with the idea of both asking for what you want and having it. Negotiation is a key component of the Libra New Moon and also the chapter that is launching under it. Negotiation isn't likely to be heavy-handed. Empathy, tolerance, creativity, and pure love are in abundance, with Venus facing off miracle-making Neptune. He's also keeper of the cosmic fog machine, so beware. Fantasy, illusion, and delusion are in abundance, too. So are limits and inner critics. Venus has hit a wall with Saturn, imposer of order and consequences. The impact calls for responsible action. Nothing is trifling now. Approach discussions with respect and seriousness. Especially in new relationships, you're setting the patterns for how things will proceed. A line comes to mind from an embroidery sampler that hung in my teenage pediatrician's office. Choose only a date who would make a good mate. The gumption to go after what you want is coming in as well. Mars, Venus's cosmic lover as well as ruler of our drive, is in pursuit of his beloved. He won't catch up with her until early November. For now, he's teaming with Uranus's partner in the change imperative, Pluto, agent of unavoidable deep-level transformation. Their collaboration has us working intensely on the revamped foundations, structures, and situations growing out of the upheaval. As the Libra new moon turns the page, we have the inspiration, tools, and incentive to start writing. Word by word, line by line, paragraph by paragraph. This freedom of expression is one of the payoffs of what you've come through the past 3 years. Run with it. You can find out what this means for you personally by ordering a guide to the next 13 months called a Jupiter in Virgo guide for your sun sign and rising sign at empowermentunlimited.net, which is the home of Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years experience. At my site, empowermentunlimited.net, you can also sign up for my weekly newsletter and get regular notification of every new forecast, podcast, and article that I have. And you can also book a reading with me directly from my site. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.